Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
All right, we're here with the regular crew, Jordan and Joby, and not Nardi.
Nardi's here somewhere. I just haven't heard from
him. No, yeah. So, Nardi, if you're out there, we're still looking for you.
He's not dead, we think. We don't know.
We don't think so. He hasn't spoken to any of us in...
About a week.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did we offend him?
I don't think we offended him.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think maybe. We could have.
I feel like he's pretty neutral on everything.
Yeah, but... So, Nardi's not here. Me and Joby are here. Office manager Ashley's here. We've got a movie review today. We got a top five. We have a discussion. We're going to look at the Maxwell Award watch list. And we'll have Good Baker and Bad Baker. I'll kick it off with mine. Good Baker. I didn't have much to do today at work. I just kind of sat there. I played around on Google Sheets a little bit, because that's fun. And I played Adventure Capitalist on my phone for a while.
It's good day. That's
Bad Baker, day. I woke up dizzy and remained that way until late afternoon. So I'm not really sure what was going on there.
Mm.
That's me.
That's an interesting day there.
Yeah.
Good Baker for me is I got a popsicle today. Bad Baker is at work when I was driving around on my little golf cart with my popsicle. I dropped it, so I only got one lick of the popsicle, and then it was gone. It was like, you know those little kids, you see them eating their ice cream, and then it just falls off?
Yeah.
That was fully me.
It's like the saddest story of all time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard a violin in the distance. It was pretty sad.
The world's smallest, or?
It was a small violin, but I don't know about the world's smallest.
Okay, all right. So, we had our spike wall tournament this past Sunday.
Great turnout.
Incredible turnout. 10 teams showed. A couple teams didn't show up that were supposed to.
That's okay.
Forgive you because we're having another one soon.
August 11th, to be exact.
The Roundnet Rhinos won it. The team comprised, I'm not sure what was the proper word
comprised
of Bradley Huffstutler and Braden Treglone.
And you can't forget the coach.
And the coach, Jonathan Russo, right?
Yep, that's the man.
And they also had support from Nick Dillard late in the tournament.
I'm pretty sure the whole thing was over when he showed up. Yeah. It was a little interesting.
Yeah. So the Roundnet Rhinos took the prize over...
Surf
and a guy named Surf and a guy named Russell.
Yeah, it was an interesting...
They were the sleepers. I think they...
I thought they were the favorites to win when they walked
they
up.
They were. They looked like the most skilled there, and it was unexpected, but then, they did.
Huff was just sending nasty serves. Like, Huff's probably the most athletic spike ball player and ping pong player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Incredible ping pong.
He's good at, like, the weird sports. I think, athletically, Surf's team may have had, like... a slight advantage.
Oh, but yeah, but spike ball athleticism, different game.
Oh, yeah. Huff's team took the final in two games. No need for game three. It was a wrap very quickly. Other notable performances, Alex French won MVP. Jonathan Edwards' team had to leave in the middle or else they had a good shot at beating Huff in the semifinal.
Oh, speaking of Huff, his mother just followed the podcast.
Nice. Shout out to you,
Beth.
That's
out of nowhere.
So, that was the spike ball tournament. We're having another August 11th at the same spot, North Mall, Trustville, Alabama, 35173, if you're typing it into a GPS.
Nice.
If you are a local of Trustville, we just call it the mall.
And there's been a lot of people on Instagram saying, oh, they would have won it. Well, you can't win it if you're not
there.
So, why don't you come out and play?
Yeah, why don't you put your spike ball skills where your Instagram comments are? And come play.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going, but it worked.
Yeah.
I like it.
It took me a nice roundabout. Also, another thing we did, the same day as the spike ball tournament, I believe. No, was it the day before the spike ball tournament?
What?
Toy Story.
No, it was the day before.
The night before.
The pregame to it.
So, Joby, office manager Rose, me, office manager Ashley, went to view a nice film... Toy Story 4.
Not 3. Not 2.
Not 5.
Not 1. But 4.
Toy Story 4.
Great movie.
Incredible movie. We're going to review it for you. So, Forky, can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, if you have not seen the movie, go ahead and skip.
Yeah, skip this. So Forky stole the show. Forky was a created toy.
Forky was hilarious. So he was born from the trash.
Born from the trash. And so, he just wanted to go back to the trash.
He wanted to return. He had a fetish for the trash. He kept trying to wobble into the trash, going, trash, trash, trash. Hilarious. Buzz Lightyear with the most adult, over-the-top jokes that kids would never get.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Oh, yeah. The movie's so funny. Little warning. There's some dolls that were pretty terrifying. They jumped out, and like, I think I might have peed on myself a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely peed me.
Sounds so.
I peed me one time when the doll jumped. They were like
I don't, not Chucky-ish, but like,
dude, my mind went to Chucky.
But they weren't Annabelle-ish.
Ish.
They were like proper dolls, but they like
strong cheekbones,
but like they couldn't walk good, and like there was a bunch of them, and their heads spinned all the way around.
Always smiling.
Always, yeah. The always
probably
smiling.
Not happy.
I don't know. They might have been happy. They might have been like that creepy happy.
They were
like
an evil happy because they were on a mission to steal. We won't tell you what.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're not gonna spoil the movie. We're gonna do a quick little rank. Obviously, Forky was number one, and when you watch the movie, you'll find out why.
Forky's number one. I would say Buzz Lightyear, number two.
Buzz Lightyear, easy. Number two. I wish that it wasn't for Forky, because Buzz Lightyear would have had his moment to shine.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was so funny. I would give Bo Peep number three.
Bo Peep was strong,
out of nowhere, she just became, like, a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Just taking things down.
Woody lost a step here.
Woody did lose a step.
He was sad. He's like
bummer.
He was a bummer for sure. It was like he was like reflecting on his former glory, but he wasn't.
Like, who's a good who's somebody that played too long in a sport that was once really good?
Peyton Manning.
He was like Peyton Manning at the end of his career when he not I guess he
Brett Favre.
No, let's go Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
He was once a GOAT. But, like, at the end of his career, he's just throwing ducks. That's what Woody was looking like in here. And he just depressed, trying to help his younger protege, if you will, his young quarterback.
And he went on a weird mission, like, kind of how Peyton went to Denver for those seasons. Yep. Like, a weird mission when he hopped in the backpack to go to kindergarten.
Paid off at the end.
It paid off at the end.
We're not going to spoil it too much. Yeah. But let's get back to number four and five. That's where it gets tough.
Because,
like, it really...
No one else had a big impact.
Maybe... Yeah, that's where it's tough.
Slinky had a postman play of the day.
Slinky did have Helped postman play of the day.
Yeah.
He threw it out there. Golly, that's tough.
The monkeys were also a part of that postman.
Oh, you know who's an easy number four?
Who?
The little... What are their names? The little dudes that hung from the carnival... You know what I'm talking about? They were conjoined. It was the Ducky and Fluffy or something?
Ducky and Fluffy, yeah.
I don't know if that's their name.
Ducky and Fluffy. You don't know them yet, but you will. They were easy
number
four. They
were hilarious. They had a little... You can probably find this on YouTube. That little part where they were talking about how to get a certain thing from an old woman, and they were talking about all the ways. It was so
really
funny.
Good cutaways. Great it was a stuff. Good movie. It was a good, like, well-produced movie.
Oh, dude, you know who number five is?
I was thinking the little girl.
No. The Canadian stuntman.
Yes.
Gotta be the Canadian stuntman.
Actually,
hilarious.
What was his name?
Oh, gosh.
Something Kaboom.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Overall, great movie. Probably, it definitely ranks in the top four of all-time Toy Story movies.
Oh, dude, it's top two for me. One has to be the best.
But, Toy Story 1?
Yeah, Toy Story 1 has to be the best.
I like Toy Story 3 a good bit.
I hated Toy... Oh, that was the worst one.
I'd say it's safe to say that Toy Story 4 is in the top
four. Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Yes.
Great character.
Good
hilarious.
At crashing. Really good at
crashing. Kind of emotional. Great character.
Yeah. He had a sad backstory, but it was encouraging.
It was encouraging. We've all been in our downs.
Yeah,
where
he had his moment.
Where we're supposed to be better than we are, and we just aren't, and, you know, get back to the top.
Duke Kaboom was a good number five. I like that pick.
Good number five. Great number five.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what time it is? Speaking of great, looking for our good baker. Did we already do that?
We did good baker already.
Wow, I'm lost.
Dude, we just came up with a month's top four.
Bad beggar. It's been a long day, and my brain's not functioning. Sorry
and
about
it's gonna
that.
Be, it's going to be a weird week. We have some equipment turnover we're going to be doing.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Some podcast realignment. We're trying to figure out.
We know our podcast things. Right now sounds like someone leaving you a voicemail, and it's not what you want in a podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to fix these things for you guys.
Gonna be a good fix. Not a quick fix, but a good fix.
It's like a week long fix. We're still gonna record podcasts. They may be short,
but
we're still bringing you the info.
But soon
via voicemail.
Soon we will have a mic to ourselves and not have to all share one mic that's a boom mic. But
yeah,
so, we will have that soon. Dude, okay. You know what I'm excited about? Our top five.
You know what I'm excited about first?
What?
Storming Area 51 on September 20th.
Oh, dude. So, there's a million people pledged to do it now?
A million?
A million. One,
that's
zero.
That's nuts.
Ready for this? 1-0-0-0-0-0.
Yeah.
That's 1 million right there.
1 million.
You know what the Air Force said they were going to do? A lot of explicitos, but it ended with every single one of them dying.
Yeah.
That's like a little terrifying. What's behind Area 51 that they don't want us to see?
I don't know, but imagine you're like, out of that million, if even half of them show up, you got 500K, at least one person's going to get in and get out alive.
Here's where they went wrong, okay? Storming Area 51, great idea. The problem is they're going to see you miles out, and you're never going to make it within a mile of the compound.
Yeah, you got to be sneaky.
And they went ahead and told everybody when they're doing it. Stupid. Terrible decision.
Plot twist. They do it on August 20th.
Oh, that'd be great. What's your... All right, so if you're trying to get into Area 51, what's your plan? Aside from all these other people.
So I know there's like a mountain range behind it.
Yep.
You don't want to go there.
No.
But that might be the play. I don't know. You can't just approach it from flat ground because they'll see you.
That's what I'm saying. Can you... Is it legal to fly over Area 51?
No.
It's not? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like, gosh, you get something to jam all signals so they can't pick you up. Then you jump out of a helicopter, rappel down at night, of course, get into Area 51, got to have at least one machine gun at hand, two pistols on the side, and maybe a shotgun on the back with a bunch of ammo. You get in there, find what you want, but like once you're in there,
you can't get out.
But you need a jetpack to get out. You know what Area 51 has?
Jetpack.
Gotta have a jetpack.
Aliens. If you find an alien, he'll get you out of there.
Or kill you.
Yeah. But either way, you're good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What's your plan for Area 51? Basically that, or?
So I'm gonna wait until it all settles down. Maybe like September 22nd.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna put on a uniform and just walk up to the front gate, like
where
I belong.
Where are you getting said uniform?
I'm going to have to do a lot of research over the next month and a half.
That's okay. You got time. You can print out some fake badges, get them laminated. I got a laminator you can borrow.
Sweet, yeah.
Good
stuff. That's what I'm going to do.
Just try to walk right in?
Ashley said that she can use, like, girl charm, and they might let her in.
Maybe.
You know?
I mean, like, Area 51's a pretty hard place.
I don't know.
But what if it's...
Girls get in places easier.
What if it's two girls at the gate?
Oof.
Oof, tough.
Plot twist. The girls at the gate like girls.
Wow, that's a big plot twist.
Yeah.
Megan Rapinoe at the gate.
Yeah, shout out to June. Shout out to the whole month of June.
We just gotta shout out June every once in a while.
Yeah.
Man, okay. Voice crack. Gosh, Area 51, that's a strong play from
these
people.
Yeah, DM us if you have a better plan.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear your plans. That's...
Because
that could get interesting. We will feature you on the podcast
if you have a great plan
to get in.
Even if you have a mediocre plan, because I'm pretty sure mine was below average.
I liked mine. So but it was easy to think of. Like, we need some, like, out there.
DM us your Area 51 attack plan, and we'll put you on the next podcast.
Got to. Are we
tracking this thing all the way through?
Oh, the Area 51
thing? The Area 51 thing?
Yeah, but there's not going to be much unless something comes out. Like,
yeah, but you know how...
All you need to know is right now there's 100 or a million people ready to storm that place.
Well, ESPN, like, talks about college football year-round, and so we're only talking for, like, 6 to 8 weeks ahead of time. We're just going to keep you guys posted with the Area 51 blitz
And keep us posted with your ideas, because I want to hear them.
Yeah.
That's a bold topic, Area 51. Like, who thought of that? Like, hey, I really want to see some aliens. Let's go storm Area 51.
I don't know. Ashley, can you look up who...
started the Area 51 charge? Who started that?
Please? Thank you.
Office research, Ashley.
Office research manager. The best manager in the world. Okay. While she looks that up, let's do our top fives.
Top five.
Top five of the day is top five worst things that girls do. Girl trends.
Girl trends. That's
good. Girl habits. All encompassing.
Anything bad.
Anything that girls do that we don't like.
That's not just a one, like, that multiple girls do.
Yeah. We'll
and
have...
This, and even, like, half of these, like, office manager Rose gave me a couple of these things, so, yeah. You know, not bad.
Okay, good. And we'll also have some honorable mentions, because I don't think 10 things could encompass all the things that we don't love that girls do.
Next week, we got to do a top five worst thing guys do.
We can definitely do it. Equal we can rights. Do that on Thursday or Friday. So my number, or we can't go snake draft because there's only two of us.
Just back and forth.
Back and forth. Are we going to do one, two?
Nah, or, just back and forth.
So one, two, two.
Yeah, we're just going standard draft.
Okay, fixed
Jordan's
draft.
Got first pick.
Okay, I got first pick.
But number five. Really.
Number five. So I'm going to go with being tan in the winter. We know that tan's not real.
Oh, we know for sure.
You went to the tanning bed.
Dude, so, that kind of helps me out with mine.
Yeah, be pale in the winter. That's a thing.
Everybody's pale. It's okay to look like everybody else.
Everyone gets pale in the winter, unless you cheat.
Yeah, cheating. But if you're not cheating...
You're not trying.
Yeah. So, but my number five is girls get spray tans.
We were on the same wavelength.
I know, right there, right with our brains. You know, if you're gonna get tan, why don't you just put in the effort instead of just going to get a spray tan? One, it looks bad. Two, people can tell. Three, no one wants to see you orange.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
also honorable mention, it's not even a thing. It's just a honorable mention comment on my last one.
Okay.
Tan lines. Shout out to tan lines. That's how you know that the tan is not artificial.
But, like, don't tell everybody your tan lines. Like, no. Nobody wants to see, like, hey, look at my tan line. Like, nobody wants to see
that. Yeah, then you're just showboating. Like, maybe you're, like...
I have a farmer's tan.
Yeah,
like,
office manager Ashley has a weird band around her arm from a tan line because she tanned all natural.
Look at the farmer's tan.
Farmer's tan's good.
Farmer's tan's the best
kind of tan. I don't
really
get tan.
I do. I get dark.
I get burnt. But, like, no, don't show off your tan lines, but, like, if your bathing suit, like, slips down a little bit and you can see, like, a clear-cut tan line, then
that's
I appreciate
that's
that because
okay.
I'm like, okay, that's a real tan.
Like, they're not getting spray tans. I don't think we can do the top five next week.
No, we need Ashley and Rose to do it.
I'm going to go ahead and volunteer office manager Rose to be on the podcast.
Ashley, you in?
She's in. All right,
so.
It's going to get heated on that one.
Yeah, they're going to.
They're gonna send us into a spin cycle.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we've got it. We've got the Area 51.
No, we don't.
False
information. False
alarm.
Fake news.
Let your inner voice advise you.
Jordan, number four.
Number four, bangs.
Wait. You're going to have to...
Bangs, like hair
okay,
bangs.
Okay, hair bangs. Okay.
Like, they can be good. There can be good bangs, but you really, really have to rock them properly.
Just like the bangs, like, you just kind of whip out of nowhere, like, they're always bad.
Yeah, you just show up somewhere unannounced with bangs, it's going to throw everybody off.
Yeah, not like the straight bangs is what you're talking about.
Yeah, just...
Once they're straight down.
Straight down.
No wave to them.
It can be pulled off, but it's so rare that I'm going to say I hate them.
Yeah, they're bad. They're very bad. My number four, this is an easy one for me. When girls like, hey babe, what's up babe? Like that drives
yeah,
that
calling
drives
each
me
other babe.
That drives me banana sandwich.
There's a secretary at my office, and every single time she sees me, she concludes her statement with babe or
well,
baby.
And for me, okay, that's weird. She's saying baby. That's like,
if it's
an older lady saying it to me, that's fine. But it's specifically when girls the same age say it to other girls. I'm like, that's just like
yeah.
That. Like, you're just being too nice. Like,
it's unnecessary.
Like it's just weird. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't think anybody's a fan. I don't think the people that say it are a fan.
Yeah, they can't be. Okay.
It's just awkward.
So I'll make this my number three to kind of piggyback off of your number four.
All right.
Instagram comment vernacular.
Oh, gosh, the worst.
Yeah, Ashley brought up when girls post, like, bathing suit pictures and another girl will comment, swimmy.
Like, that's just... Like, it makes me so mad.
Yeah, I can't even think of, like, specifics off the top of my head, but I'm getting angry thinking about it.
I've fully unfollowed people just because of their comments on Instagram.
It's necessary sometimes.
It's like, that's bad.
Like, and when they just comment...
Cute. Oh, my gosh.
When they just comment, like, hot.
You're so,
like,
gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Any compliment that girls post on other girls' pictures, I think, should be removed.
Yep, absolutely.
Negatives only.
But shout out to the people that go through all the comments and reply to them. They're the real MVPs. That's dedication.
@student_section_.
We do that for the most part.
We don't comment on every comment.
Unless it's like a specific spike ball guy trying to get a free advertisement. I deleted that guy today.
Really?
Yep.
What guy was it?
Don't even remember. I deleted him.
Was it like...
The one that said great job, okay. Guys. Different guy. It was somebody on our original post. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't even spike ball. It was like a backyard game like spike ball called Rollers. He was just trying to get free advertising.
Oh, get that out of here.
I was like, dude, nobody wants to play your stupid game. That. Oh, I deleted it so quick. Nobody did. No free advertisement.
Nice.
We got it? We got it. This is an update on the Area 51 alien coming at you.
So, earlier in the week of July 1, the anonymous administrators of the public meme page, Bleep Posting Cause I'm in Shambles, teamed up with a Twitch video game streamer named Smiley Cun, maybe, to organize an event called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us.
By the way, Jordan did not say any kind of cuss word there. He didn't. It was close.
That's how the guy's name is spelled.
It was close, though.
Yeah, no profanity. Just also, back to last Friday's episode, Ashley said binge, not a cuss word, when referencing Bates Motel.
We don't curse.
We don't curse.
Do those kind of things. We're good humans.
Yeah.
Do good humans curse? Absolutely. Do we? Not on this podcast.
Nope. We don't. Number three, Instagram comment vernacular. Did you say your number three yet?
I did not.
No, okay, let's hear it.
It's the colored eyeliner that looks awful. And the cat eyeliner, like, it's... No one thinks you look attractive with that on.
Yeah.
You look stupid.
Hold on, because I'm a little confused. Explain it better.
Eyeshadow, like, when they're covering, like, above their eyelid,
okay,
under their
yeah.
eyebrow, just that.
I don't love
thing.
That.
It just looks terrible.
Like a bright color or any color?
If it's not like
what if it's a... like a clear, like, kind of shimmery?
See, anything that looks somewhat natural and doesn't, like, just stand out like a color, like light blue, like, stuff like that that's just flashy is just awful.
If it looks
like... Look natural. Your whole goal should be like, hey, I don't want people to know I'm wearing a lot of makeup. Like,
yeah.
That's... Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not a girl.
If it looks like you tried too hard, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people just got to be themselves. Too much makeup, not themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. I've worn makeup a few times.
I haven't.
That was an absolute lie.
I haven't. I know, like, some guys have.
I mean, maybe a little concealer on is it here and there, but, like,
no,
that's not serious.
I've never. So, number two, posting about astrology. Anything, like... Like,
that's interesting.
Why?
I've never seen that.
Girls posting about their, like,
are you talking
their
about
sign,
the
their astrology sign. Like, I'm a Cancer, like,
oh, that's
I'm a Gemini or whatever it is.
What is that called? Their horoscope thing?
Yeah, Zodiac signs.
Zodiac.
That's called astrology, right?
Yeah,
astrology. Yeah,
Zodiac signs.
That and it ties in with, like, the personality tests, personality type tests.
You don't like personality type tests?
I don't need you to post it on your Instagram story.
Well, that's true. I'll take one for, like, work purposes, and like, but I don't go around saying I'm a EMGT or whatever.
No, I'll take it and I'll bury that information in my brain and never let anybody find out.
I'm an FJ something, FJIT. I don't know, but I'm not gonna be out there like I just
you
did.
You just did.
I'm not gonna post that anywhere.
Okay.
Until
well, it's
now.
Gonna be posted on every
dang it.
every audio platform ever now. So
sorry.
I don't love that.
Sorry about that, Jordan.
It's okay.
Number two, Instagram stories, boomerangs. Like, we are making those stupid little faces. Don't have much to say, but stop. It's not cute. It's not cool. It's annoying. Please stop.
Yeah, boomerangs are only okay never.
Never. Never okay. Like, just take a video. I don't want to see a boomerang. Like,
yeah, I don't want to see the video go back to where it started off at.
It's just a dumb, like, there's no point in you sticking your tongue out and then go to a peace sign and then back to the tongue out and then back to a peace
exactly.
sign.
Exactly. It's too much.
It is too
much. I saw it once.
Trying too hard.
Yeah, stop.
You'll fully get an unfollow unless I'm related to you, good friends with you. Like, if I just kind of know you and I see you just hammering a boomerang, like that.
Dude, you've got more, like, loyalty with your following than me. I didn't follow my mom on Instagram for years until she noticed and, like, bugged me. Like, why don't you follow me back on Instagram?
See, if people don't follow me back, unless... Here's my thing. So, for the people I follow, if you are not famous or a sports team or something along those lines, like the Tennessee Titans, they're not going to follow me back. Why would they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But, like, you, like... I'm not saying, you know, just using you for an example. Like, if Jordan didn't follow me back on Instagram, there's a good chance I'd unfollow him.
Because
I'm
petty.
You follow me, you're good.
Okay.
We follow each other. I checked.
Okay, go. I don't, like, keep up with it as strongly as you.
I do. It annoys me.
A lot of the times, I will not be following someone that I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, realize it later.
I'm pretty... Like, I know who I'm following. I know who's following me. I know the people I've unfollowed.
Okay.
Not really, but, like, just certain people, like, bam.
Yeah, so...
Out of spite.
I used to be very strict with my following. Like, I only followed people, like, if it was a possibility that I could, like, oh, I would go, like, grab lunch with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I had to be on that level with you to follow you.
See, I'm not, like, I just, it's all about, like, hey, if you follow me, and I know you, and we, like, I could talk to you, I'll follow you back.
Yeah.
Like, I know a bunch of people from, like, Florida that my brother went to college with, they followed me, I'm like, okay, follow you back.
Yeah.
But not, like, random people, I have no clue who they are.
I like that, that's a good philosophy, yeah.
Let's go ahead and drop your number one on this
podcast.
Okay,
my number one thing that girls do that I don't like, get mad.
Yep. I mean, that's... You gotta be a little more specific. Get mad about things not worth getting mad about?
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Sometimes girls are just mad. Like, they just are mad. And I don't get it. You know, you've dealt with women before. Like, sometimes they're just mad.
You put me in a bind here.
Well, Ashley's sitting right here.
That's
she
true.
Could cut my head off right now. She knows it, though. Sometimes she's just mad.
Sometimes I get angry.
I get angry, but I feel like typically it's justified by something stupid.
So like, when I get mad, like if when I lose my crap, for lack of a better word, like it's if I can't find something or something's stressing me out, and then I'm like the meanest human on the planet.
Same.
Like I had to apologize to two people yesterday because I lost my crap over my flip-flops. Like I lost my flip-flops, and I was like scaring people. How mad I was, and I don't realize it. Like, I explode. It's getting better about that. I used to be, like, an extreme hothead. Like, it's bad. But, yeah, you know, I think everybody gets a little mad. But when people get mad about no reason, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, with me and my flip-flops.
So, I get mad. I have a bad history of expensive things not working.
Ugh.
I.e., my computer, cars, my phone, anything... Basically everything that costs more than $50 of mine at some point malfunctions, and I go nuts over it.
Yep.
And like
right there with you.
When I lose things,
I'm super angry. I'm getting mad thinking about my flip flops because I don't know. They're over there. It's okay.
So,
I see them. They're in sight.
Yeah, I get mad because I try to be so careful to never lose anything, and recently I went through a move, and I was very unsettled. A couple days into the move, once I realized how much of my stuff I couldn't find.
Yep, it's annoying.
It was horrible.
Labeling things. Like, I have I went on a mission trip, so I know where it is now, to was in El Salvador, I think, and I had a Titans shirt that would, there's no chance it'd fit now.
Yeah.
But like, when I went, it fit really good. I was in good shape before I hit the dad bod material.
Hashtag steak diet.
Hashtag steak diet. We're moving on to anabolic fasting. Not going to get on to that because that sounds so douchey when I say anabolic fasting. Anyway, I lost this Titans shirt, and I literally, like, threw a temper tantrum because I couldn't find it. I was, like, I was on the verge of, like, either crying or hurting somebody over this Titans. It was, God, it's a beautiful shirt.
Yeah, anyway. I have a tendency to get mad at people for no reason when something's wrong that is completely nobody's fault.
Yeah, that's just a people thing, though. Like, there are some people who are always happy. Not me.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Like, I'm pretty sure my dad borrowed a pair of my shoes like 3 years ago, and I've had them back for a long time, and
sorry.
I've had them back for a long time, and I couldn't find the shoes, and I needed them for something. I was going to work out or something like that, and I couldn't find them. I was mad. I walked down to my parents' house and just got angry at my father for no reason. He was like, dude, I gave you those shoes back 2 years ago. Like, and I knew that in my head, but I just went down because I needed to get mad at somebody.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so maybe we're worse than girls.
I mean, it just depends on the topic.
Like, but we still don't like it when girls get mad.
No, I don't like when anybody gets mad. It makes me uncomfortable. I try to be... See, I've had a string in the past where I was just an angry human, but I've mellowed out a little bit, so I just get uncomfortable when people are mad.
Sometimes if I'm happy for... If I'm happy for too long, then I get mad at how happy I am. So I think I'm an angry kind of person.
Maybe.
Like, if I'm happy for, like, 4 months straight... I haven't gotten mad at anything, I'm going to get really pissed off for no reason one day.
I don't think I've ever been happy for more than, like, a whole week. Like, it's been tough. Well, it's been tough for me to say, like, nothing to make me, a little peeved for a week. Because something's going to make me mad, at least for an hour.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be mad for an hour. Anyway, we talked way too much about being mad. Easily number one, when girls and my significant other is a big... sponsor of this one, photo shoots for no reason. Like, hey, let's go take some photos. Like, that drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Like, what are you taking pictures for? You're not a senior in high school anymore. Like, stop taking pictures. Yeah. Nobody wants to see 800 pictures of you in a different pose by the same wall.
Wearing the same thing.
At least make
a few wardrobe changes.
I'm going to get so much trouble for this. But, yeah, it drives me nuts. And I hate taking pictures, too. That's the worst.
Ashley's an anti-picture. Every now and then, it's very rare that I even hear this, but every now and then, we'll be going to some sort of event, and she'll say, hey, we need to get a picture tonight. And then the next day, she'll say, hey, we didn't get a picture last night. Because we just don't care about pictures.
Rose, gosh. And I look like I'm just not where I want to be in life. I just hate taking pictures of myself. Now, if I weighed about 20, 25 pounds less, I'd take pictures all day. But, like, right now, not a good spot.
Yeah.
Girls that take pictures for no reason, you shouldn't. I'm not going to say, like, you're the worst because...
No, they're not the worst, but...
They just shouldn't take...
Yeah,
like,
don't...
It's not necessary.
There should be a one picture a week law.
Oh, another thing. People that are in concerts and can't enjoy the concert and have to video the whole thing.
Yes.
Honorable mention, because that... You suck. Live in the moment. I understand, like, one video here and there, but not the whole time. Hey, I'm going to video this so I can not hear it good because sound quality on an iPhone through speakers is terrible.
It's horrible. It's worse than our voicemail recorder.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. It drives me nuts. Like, I've videoed, like, 15 seconds of, like, two songs. That's fine. But when your phone never leaves your hand at a concert, like, go crowd surf. Go live in the moment.
Yeah.
My brother avidly... I've been to 4 concerts with him. Every time but one, because his back was hurt, he has crowd surfed. I have multiple videos. And he looks...
Your older brother or your younger brother?
Older. Caleb's too cool.
Way too cool.
Caleb's too cool.
He's got the swoop and, the, you know...
Dude, he's going to break his neck from how many times he, like, flicks his hair across his head. I'm like, you got to stop doing that, kid. I told him I was going to shave his head in his sleep, and then he told my mom.
Okay, but you should still shave his head while he's sleeping.
I'm going to. He'd be really ugly with a shaved head, so I probably can't do that.
Okay.
Oh my God, he'd be ugly.
We have an honorable mention podcast segment. We're going to talk about the Maxwell Award watch list. some big names on there.
For one reason only.
Two reasons. Lots of reasons. So we'll start off with a few, and then we'll get to the big one here in a second.
It's all you.
Yeah, Tua's on there, Trevor Lawrence, Jerry Jeudy, Najee Harris, all of the guys who are, you know, huge players. Shea Patterson's probably on there somewhere.
He is.
Yeah, Shea Patterson's
on there. Also on the... Hold on, I'll come back to it.
Justin Fields, I would assume, is on there. Jalen Hurts is on there. CeeDee Lamb. A lot of guys. There's a lot of guys on there. But the most important and most likely to win at least the Student Section Maxwell Award, if not the actual National Maxwell Award, is none other than Zach Thomas.
ZT Thomas.
Yeah, QB1. App State.
Number 12.
Yeah, the guy's a stud. Put up huge numbers last
handsome
year.
Handsome man.
Handsome guy. Athletic guy. Great quarterback.
He's tatted up.
He went to the Manning Passing Academy. He was a leader there.
He threw that ball.
Yeah. Zach Thomas, we're talking to you. You are a top 10 quarterback in college football this year.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
If he doesn't get drafted, like, in the top first three rounds... There's something wrong.
He's got two more years, though. This will be his...
I don't... Shea Patterson's on the Davey O'Brien watch list.
Okay.
But Zach, like, if he... Do you think he should leave after this year?
No. I think he should stay another year. All the years in.
I think it depends how it does.
Well, think of it this way. If he goes this year uncertain that he'll be drafted, doesn't get drafted, he can't play football anymore... If he stays another year, he's got more time to, like, shore up his, like, skills and be more certain that he'll get drafted.
If he knows he's getting drafted, like, if he has, like, an unbelievable year,
yeah,
beats a big team, he needs to go to the draft. Because you can't – with football, like, you're not guaranteed a play. Like, you could get hurt on one play and you're done. Just like life. Yeah. Like, same thing.
But you also have to look at it as in, like, the class that's coming out with Tua and Jalen, Jake Fromm's coming out, Jacob Eason's coming out, Shea Patterson's coming out. There's a ton of guys coming out.
He might want to wait a year.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy crap, I didn't think about that.
He's got a chance to get drafted a lot higher, not this draft, but the next draft.
This QB draft is like one of the best I've seen in my entire
and
life.
And
that's a good point.
So he's there skill-wise with a lot of those guys. But just playing in his conference, playing in the Sun Belt, he's going to be looked at a different way.
Yeah, he might be better. Because there's, I mean, you look at the NFL, they're full guys that aren't five-star SEC.
I mean, he stuck it to Penn State last year. Like
it's just the fact that people, which I think is dumb, they look at conference over actual players, which is stupid.
Yeah. Like, by the way, shout out to Tyler Johnson as well, UAB's quarterback.
He's a stud.
They may be making a move to the American Athletic Conference soon because UConn dropped out. That'd be big. Tyler Johnson is very underrated.
He's good. He can sling it.
Yeah.
He has like a ridiculous win-loss record.
Yeah, he does. It's really high. He was at the Manning Passing Academy as well. But those two guys, both from around here. Tyler Johnson's like down south of Birmingham.
I think he's from like...
Spanish Fort or something
Spanish
like that.
Spanish Fort, that's where he's from.
Yeah,
because his brother plays at UAB too. Spanish Fort.
Yeah. His brother's a really good linebacker.
Yeah, he's huge. He's massive.
Yeah. He's a good guy. That's our college football talk. We're just shouting out Zach because we're proud of him.
Yeah, proud guy. It's always cool to see somebody you grew up with that, like, just like Tyler and Zach and just other guys like that that.
Yeah, we need to get back with Tyler and see how his minor league stuff is going.
I think we're going to have to wait till he gets back because he's like...
Yeah.
He has no time on
that. I've talked to him like twice since we interviewed him. He said he was coming back on when he gets back. I forgot when he said he gets back though.
Okay. Let me as a Royals guy...
Yeah,
I want to be a part of that.
Definitely.
Big Royals fan. We're not the best, but we got Tyler Tolbert, so...
Yeah, that's a fact.
We're on the up.
All right. That's all we got. Short podcast today.
Not too short.
Like we said, weird week. Lots of transition going on. Lots of things we need to take care of.
Oh, I have one thing to address.
All right.
So the golf tournament, it's safe to say it's a flop.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. Go play golf on your own time. If you want us to play, we'll go play with you.
We'll play with you. It was
just tough.
Rushed.
We're a new podcast. We're a new organization. Yeah. Next year, we're probably going to give it another attempt, and I'll do a better job.
We definitely are next year. We need to organize it better where courses know we're coming so that we can play around.
And, like, maybe it doesn't rain every time we try to play.
Yeah, it's rained every single day we've attempted.
Is it supposed to rain Saturday? Because I'm supposed to play golf Saturday. And I'm gonna
No, it shouldn't be.
I'm going to be heated.
Those are our things of the week. Another thing, we're doing away with the sports headlines that don't matter until sports pick back up. Because, oh, by the way, Bleacher Report ban is gone. We can say that again.
The Bleacher Report ban is going to come back so fast.
Yeah, it is. As soon
They're
as sports...
They're terrible.
Yeah, Bleacher Report's horrible. Student section of sports, thanks for listening. Let your inner voice advise you.